Any other name for car?
No, just auto or automobile.
And if something was squeaking and you wanted to lubricate it, you'd say you had to...
Oil or grease. Oil or grease.
But what, if you put the grease on it, you'd say you...
Oiled it or greased it.
Okay. And if your car needed to be greased, you'd ask someone to take it in and you'd ask them to do what to it?
We'd take it to a service station and tell them, give it a good lubricating job.
Okay. Or, and if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all...
greasy.
Okay. And what did you use to burn in lamps?
Kerosene, although we usually call it coal oil.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see someone make a lamp themselves using a rag and a bottle and some of this kerosene?
Make a what?
A lamp using a rag and
no.
a
bottle. No. I'm told that colored folks used to do that. And here's an interesting little item on that. We had yellow fever here in the South, for years. I don't mean year after year. It would just crop up every now and then. And it was not known in those days that a certain species of mosquito transmitted yellow fever.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody who could just left town and went somewhere else where there were no mosquitoes, and they stayed there until we got word from home that the yellow fever had died out. And why did it die out? Because the cold weather killed the mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm.
They just knew that after two frosts, say, or three, the yellow fever died out.
Mm-hmm.
And the colored folks would burn rags or paper, generally rags because they burn more slowly, in their yards. And they didn't know that it was because it killed the mosquitoes. The smoke killed the mosquitoes or drove them away.
Hmm.
And it was not until a government doctor, Gorgas? I don't know who he was. He experimented with some soldiers in Florida or the Canal Zone. I think it was in the Canal Zone. And found out what caused yellow fever to be transmitted. It was this mosquito. He would bite a person who had it and then go and bite another one, and that person would have it. So, from that time on, houses were screened. And if they were not screened, mosquito bars were used. And in time, they made a great deal of progress in coating ponds or ditches with some kind of generally some kind of petroleum-based preparation,
mm-hmm.
in which the mosquitoes could not breed and live.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when we began to control yellow fever.
Hmm.
But up to that time, we just knew that after two frosts or so, it died out. But we didn't know that it was because the mosquitoes were killed.
Mm-hmm. Where would you go?
Where did we go? Well, we went to Danville, Kentucky, my college town, one time, and Elk Park, North Carolina, another time, and Clarksville, Tennessee, another time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just stayed until the yellow fever died out.
Hmm.